It's Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. By RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by Chesterfield, the cigarette that has for you what every smoker wants. Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. The cigarette that brings you Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. And now, here we go, friends, to Duffy's Tavern with Arthur Treacher, Bert Gordon as the Mad Russian, Hazel Sherman as Miss Duffy, our guest, Artie Shaw, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meets eat. Archie the man just speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Guess what? I finally caught the guy that's been stealing our meatballs. Yeah. He's been putting numbers on them and selling them to pool parlors. By the way, Duffy, I'm expecting you at the block party tomorrow night. Huh? Oh, don't worry. This year, I guarantee you won't have no trouble getting Mrs. Duffy in. Now? No, they widened the street. Well, it's going to be very social, Duffy. Everybody who is anybody on 3rd Avenue will be there. Cavendish, the Undertaker, and Lady Cavendish. Unless he digs up another date. And there's Pharaoh Farouk, the wealthy Egyptian obelisk designer. No-Nose Cortez, the successful goat's milk taster. No-Fingers Noonan, the unsuccessful butcher. Let me see. Who else? Oh, yes, One-Eyed Goldfarb and his daughter Cyclops. And, of course, as usual, Herbie the Midget and his two little sisters, Blur and Invisible. Okay, Duffy, I'll see you at the party. Oh, Treacher, did you make a list of the things we're going to need for the block party?
Yes, I'm working on the list right now. Let me see. Smelling salt, bandages, plasma, splints.
Treacher, the party won't be that rough.
Oh, no? Aren't you expecting the same elite group that attended last year?
Well, yes, we are.
Smelling salt, bandages, plasma, splints.
This year with me running, it'll be bigger and genteeler than ever.
Biggest party we ever had on the block, huh?
Well, with me as the head, I think it should be.
I agree. Mm-hmm. You would make a perfect blockhead.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I say, what's the smell? Something burning in the kitchen?
I beg your pardon. This happens to be my new perfume.
Who are you trying to impress, goats?
Don't be so smart. You know, tomorrow night is a block party, so I just came from the beauty parlor.
What's the matter? Was they closed?
Very funny.
Why, say, Miss Duffy, what kind of a beauty operator did you have?
What do you mean?
They didn't touch your fingernails, but your toenails are painted a bright red.
Yeah, why the toenail?
I'm going with Herbie the Midget. Listen, by the way, Archie, when the dancing starts tomorrow night, I wish you'd do me a favor.
What?
Please tell Cavendish the Undertaker not to cut in on people.
Why not? Ain't he a good dancer?
Sure. Only when Cavendish taps you on the shoulder, it makes you kind of nervous.
Hey, that reminds me, Miss Duffy, if we're going to have dancing, I got to do something about an orchestra. Treacher, we got a theatrical trade paper around here?
Yeah, here's a copy of Variety.
Good, now leave us look up the dance band. Let's see here. Dance band available. Mrs. Phil Spitalny and her all-male orchestra. Featuring Mendel and his magic glockenspiel. Now that Mendel sounds like a show off.
Okay, here's one that might answer the purpose.
Let's see. Artie Shaw, clarinet player and retired husband. Now at liberty. Seeking new engagement. I wonder which kind.
I don't think he'd want to get married again.
Why not?
Well, I understand he's a very brilliant man. I don't think he'd make the same mistake more than 5 times.
I guess you're right. Let's see the ad here now. Artie Shaw's six syncopators available immediately. I thought the guy had more than six, Treacher.
That figure refers to the number of musicians in his band.
Oh. Well, why don't you say we give him a ring and see if we can hook him for the block party, hmm? Hello, information? I'd like to get Artie Shaw. So would you? Well, honey, you better get in line and wait your turn. Well, he'll get to you sooner or later. What's that? What's the number? Okay. Hello? Hello, Artie? This is Archie from Duffy's Tavern. I just seen your ad in Variety, and I got a great opportunity for you. A block party. Now, just a minute, Artie. We got a lot to offer, you know. For instance, we got an ideal location for you. There's a little church right around the corner. We play our cards right, maybe for you to put in curb service. Huh? The pay, well, it's pretty high, but maybe if we haggle a bit, we'll come down. Well, look, why don't you come over and we'll talk it over. Okay. How do you like that? Looks like I'm going to get Artie Shaw for the block party. I can already see them initials on the bass drum. Artie Shaw's syncopators. In big red letters, A-S-S.
How do you do?
Well. It ain't the mad Russian. Russian, what can I do for you?
Sir, I am offering you my professional services. My card.
But, Russian, this card is a blank.
At the moment, I'm not working. By the by, I hear you are hiring musicians for the block party tomorrow night.
Yes, I'm figuring on getting Artie Shaw.
This is a musician. You are hiring Artie Shaw when I'm available with my kazoo?
Kazoo? And you're a musician?
In music school, I am known as a second Rimsky of concert chords. Just primp up your ears and give a little listen.
Okay, the primp.
Tell me, sir, are you fond of music?
Yeah, but keep right on playing. What is that?
Home, sweet home.
It's terrible.
You should see my home.
Look, Russian, take that kazoo and blow, will you? Now, look, gang, tomorrow night this time, you know what's going to happen? We'll all be outdoors having real fun at the block party.
Oh, I'm already looking forward to it.
So am I.
Yeah, huh?
Yes, it was such a relief to get out of this place and breathe some of that nice, fresh carbon monoxide.
The next time you suffer from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, take Anacin. You'll bless the day you heard of this incredibly fast way to relieve these pains. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So, the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin for this wonderfully fast relief. Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30, economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Get Anacin at any drug counter.
Hey, Treacher, you're good at figures. You want to look over this budget I made up for the block party?
A budget? Let me see. Income from sale of tickets, $22. Cost of printing tickets, $22. Net profit, $22. Archie, if you sell them for 22 and they cost you 22, how do you figure a net profit of 22?
Simple. We don't pay the printer. Continue.
estimated cost of Artie Shaw, $15. $15? Why, that wouldn't keep Mr. Shaw in bridal bouquets.
What are you talking? He's only got six pieces at $15. That's almost $3 a man. Hey, creature. Tell that guy we don't want no fish today. Now, wait a minute. It's Artie Shaw. Put down that hard caller, will you? Now, leave me welcome into Duffy's Tavern. I'm sure you'll feel right at home here.
Why?
I smell trouble with this guy. Well, a lot of people think of the tavern as sort of a musician's retreat.
Retreat? It looks more to me like a mass surrender.
I see you're very snappy with the insults, Mr. Shaw.
Thank you.
You should be. You've had enough wives to practice with.
Whoever got a chance to open his mouth. Besides, I was only kidding about the tavern arts. In fact, I envy you. I find myself wishing I had your job here.
My job? I don't do nothing.
That's what I mean.
Wonder if this guy could blow that clarinet without teeth. Look, Joe, I'm willing to put up with a certain modicum of insults, but don't carry it too far.
Are you looking for trouble?
Me? Cowardly little me looking for trouble? Trouble with a fellow musician?
You, Arch, a musician?
Yeah, a piano man. You see, we're buddies, and you wanted me to play it. Don't play nothing fancy, of course, just an old-fashioned piano.
Upright?
Well, until I've had a few drinks. And I slump over a little. Enough of this shop talk, Artie. Leave us for get business. Huh?
Okay.
Okay. Well, tell me, what's new? Married any good wives lately?
Now, look, Archie, please. I thought we were going to forget about shop talk.
I'm sorry, Artie. No intense offended. Guess you're kind of fed up with marriage, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly. If my type of girl came along, I think I might get married again.
Mr. Shaw, would you please repeat that remark?
I said, if the right kind of girl came along, I might get married again.
Hello, Papa? Tell Mama to start crying. Yeah, I think I found the sucker.
What is this?
Artie, this is Miss Duffy. Sometimes known as a girl.
Holy smoking, I just said I'd be willing to get married.
Likewise, I'm sure. Well?
Well?
Well, don't just stand there and marry me.
Miss Duffy, cut it out, will you?
Well, you heard him. He said himself he was waiting for Miss Wright to come along.
But he just inferred that you were the wrong Miss Wright.
How will he know until he marries me?
He ain't gonna marry you. He's had enough trouble with that trial and error method. That right, Artie?
That's right. Besides, Miss Duffy, maybe you'd be making a mistake. Maybe you wouldn't like me as a husband.
I'm different.
Well, now, look, just how do you know? I mean, you know, have you ever been married?
Just two-thirds married.
What do you mean? What do you mean, two-thirds?
She was there and the preacher was there, but the guy didn't show up.
Very funny. I'll have you know I can get all the fellas I want. Do you know that right now I have two dates in front of Kelly's pool room tonight at 8:30?
Yeah, with who?
How do I know who'll be in front of Kelly's pool room tonight at 8:30?
Look, I know two guys that won't be in front of Kelly's pool room tonight at 8:30.
Who?
Me and Artie Shaw. Now beat it and get back to the cash register. This man has had enough trouble with dames. Give him a chance to get off the floor.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Now, what is this?
This is the next case. Mr. Shaw, meet the mad Russian.
It is indeed charming to make an acquaintance. Mr. Shaw, I understand you two are a student of music.
Well, I've studied a little.
Well, tell me, sir. As one musician to another, what do you think of the key of C?
Look, Artie, you'll have to excuse the mad Russian.
Well, what's the matter with him?
Well, he thinks he's a musician, you see. Before he was born, his mother was frightened by a Fred Waring arrangement.
I see. Tell me, mister, or whatever you may be.
To be or not to be? What is the question?
What instrument do you play?
The instrument?
Yeah, the instrument.
First, kazoo.
Kazoo? What do you use to accompany it?
A bodyguard. I am also playing the piccolo.
Alto?
No, dill. Also, I am playing a bugle.
A bugle? Let me hear you.
So sorry, I am only playing by inspiration. You see, when it's a beautiful spring day and the mood strikes me, I go out into the woods and I blow my bugle.
And what comes out?
Boy Scouts.
That's right. And you better go get your head blocked for the party. Now beat it.
Say, Art, speaking of this block party, do you want the boys and me to play for you?
Do we want you to play? Well, you're under consideration. It depends on the price. Now, tell me, how much will your band cost us?
Well, let's say $5,000.
Yeah, let's say it and see how it sounds. Then we'll forget it. Now, I'll repeat the question. What will your band cost us?
$5,000.
I'm afraid it's a little high.
Well, what were you figuring on paying?
$15. Sound attractive?
Well, perhaps if I come down a little, you'll come up a little.
Well, I said $15, but if I got to come up a little, I better start with $10. Now, leave us negotiate.
Okay. I'll take $1,900.
I'll go to 11.
18.
12.
17.
13.
16.
14.
15.
It's a deal. $15. Okay, Artie?
Now, Archie, just a
look,
second.
Look,
I don't...
Artie, this block party is for charity, see?
What charity?
Well, it's for the widows and orphans.
Whose widows and orphans?
The one from last year's block party.
Well, if it's for charity, I'll tell you what I'll do.
What do you do?
I'll let you have the band at the minimum union scale.
Minimum, huh? How much is that?
Oh, practically nothing.
Well, that's a little closer to what I had in mind. Okay, Artie, we got a deal. Leave a shake, huh?
Okay, shake.
Shake. Right away, huh? What's the minimum scale?
$30 a man, $180.
$30 a man? Artie, let's cancel the shake.
Sorry, Archie, the union says a handshake deal is a deal.
But $180 for a band for that kind of dough, I could get Spike Jones. And with that washboard, he'd probably do me laundry, too.
Here's a word from RCA Victor. Why do more people choose RCA Victor television than any other make? The reason can be summed up in just one word. Quality. Million-proof quality, proven in over 2 million homes. RCA Victor television is America's favorite television because, feature for feature, it's America's finest television with RCA Victor. For example, you enjoy clear, bright, steady pictures that are locked in place by RCA Victor's exclusive Eyewitness Picture Synchronizer. You choose your set from 14 separate models, available in a wide variety of distinctive cabinets, every one a masterpiece of superb engineering and quality craftsmanship. And remember, only when you buy RCA Victor television can you buy the RCA Victor factory service contract for expert installation and maintenance. Next chance you get, step into your RCA Victor dealers and look over the very finest television in America today. RCA Victor, million-proof television. Proven in over 2 million homes.
Let me see. The 6 men in a band, the minimum is $30 a man. Now, the times the 6 by 3, divide the 3 by naught, that's 300. I shove over the cipher, muscle in a decimal point. Right, it figures to $180. I got to do something about that $30 a man. Artie.
Yes, Art.
That 6-man band. I was wondering, would you mind letting me hear them play?
Look, Arch, we never audition.
It ain't addition so much I got in mind, it's subtraction. What do you say? Can I hear them?
You expect me to audition for a broken down block party?
Okay, don't audition. We'll get somebody else to play at the block party for them 300 unattached blondes.
Playboy.
Thanks,
Jeff. Yep. There's only one thing.
What's that?
Six guys in the band. Can't we cut it down?
But five doesn't sound big enough.
Sounded big enough when Papa Dion did it. Look, Artie, do you need that trumpet player? Why don't we see what it sounds like without him, huh?
Oh, okay.
Look, Artie, that guy playing the baboon.
The what?
The guy on the sliding baboon. Do we need him?
What's wrong with him?
To me, the guy looks like a troublemaker. Why don't we try it just once without him?
Oh, but Art.
Please, no arguments. We'll try it as a quartet. Artie, that's wonderful.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, terrific. I was just thinking, now, about that piano player. I think he's dogging the left hand.
But look, Art. Art, the man's been with me for years now.
That's just it. He's taking advantage of you. He knows you're blowing that clarinet so loud you can't hear him when he's gold-bricking. Take a tip, Artie. Get rid of the guy.
Oh, but Arch, now look.
Remember, you ain't the only band in town. For 30 bucks a man, I can get Jose Horowitz and his Pitkin Avenue cucarachas. Now, leave us try it with what's left, huh? Go ahead, give him the deadbeat. Now, just a minute, Artie. You know, that was practically it.
Good.
Yep, I think we're almost getting down to what I want. Except for that saxophone player.
What's wrong with the saxophone player?
Well, nothing personal, but he looks a little like Rudy Valley.
Now, just a second.
Sorry, Artie, this is a must. The sax has to go.
Well, we've already got rid of four members of the band. That leaves us with only clarinet and drums.
Is there that many left? Well, the drum can help carry the melody. Why don't you try it?
All right.
Artie, stop it. Wait, that's terrible.
Well, what's the matter now?
That band is the worst band I ever heard.
Well, what do you expect from just clarinet and drums?
What do I expect? Look, you're supposed to be the musician. Why didn't you think of that before you organized the band?
All right, well, what are we going to do about it?
Well, if you listen to me, I think I can point out where the weakness is.
Who? Me?
No, the drummer.
I was sort of hoping it was me.
Look, Artie, come here. Why does a guy like you need a drummer? Heifetz goes it alone. Why don't you? Go ahead, try it solo. You know, acapella. Well, that's a little more like it. Mister, the band sounds terrific, Artie.
Thanks a lot.
Good. Now, where do we stand?
Well, you now have one. Would you like to try for nothing?
In just a minute. Artie, how much did you say this minimum is per man?
$30.
That'd be fine. You've heard that competition is the life of trade.
Yes.
Would you mind if I auditioned another band?
Not a bit.
Oh, Russian.
You are calling me.
Let me hear you play Home Sweet Home on that kazoo again. Artie, now let me hear that clarinet again. Thank you. Artie, I'm sorry, old man.
You mean?
You have just been kazooed out of $30. I'm sorry, kid. I'm afraid you won't be able to use your clarinet.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to use it all right.
What do you mean you're going to use it? Hey, what are you doing? Ouch!
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Duffy. Oh, yes, Archie got along famously with Artie Shaw. In fact, one could say he was quite struck by his clarinet.
Hey, Bing, you got a minute?
Oh, sure, Bob. I got all the time in the world.
Don't tell me you own that, too.
Oh, never mind that stuff. Get to work, will you?
Okay. Folks, Better Tasting Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. And you can prove that yourself. Just make our mildness test. Buy Chesterfields and open them and enjoy that milder, mellow aroma. Now light one up, and you'll know Chesterfield's milder because it smokes milder. And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
Yes, mildness and no unpleasant aftertaste are what you and I and every smoker want.
Hurry up, Dad. Here comes the music.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield, always take first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
Oh, ho, open the pack and give them a smell.
Then you smoke them.
Listen again next week, friends, to Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. By RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by Chesterfield, the cigarette that has for you what every smoker wants. Mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Listen tomorrow evening for The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, the Saturday night feature of the All-Star Festival.